My name is Mark Paul. I'm an independent researcher in Montreal, and this is Abstract 51. Selective ground truth and adaptive medical AI preventing expert drift in PCCP-governed systems. I have lived with type 1 diabetes since 1967. I am in my 60th year. More than 100,000 injections and millions of micro decisions around them. That matters for one reason. The decisions I make at my kitchen table are exactly the kind of data adaptive diabetes AI is trained on. I am not studying this system from outside. I am inside the training data. The problem is stated on the top line of the poster. Adaptive systems may mistake expert correction for non-adherence and then retrain on that mistake. Let me show you how that happens. Automated insulin delivery systems update themselves by studying their own records. Suppose I decline an insulin correction because I know I am about to walk. That is a correct decision made on information the device cannot see. But the device has no category for the patient knew something I didn't, so it files it under the only heading it has. Non-adherence. And that label is the whole problem. The log is not just a record. It is teaching material. When the system retrains, it studies that page and learns the wrong lesson. That what I did was an error and that judgment like mine should be trusted less. Do that across enough update cycles and the system's picture of reality bends away from the truth. I call that expert drift. A retraining failure in which valid human correction is misclassified as user error, degrading ground truth over time. Now look at the center of the poster, the flowchart I call the failure fork. One event sits at the top, a valid override. I skip this correction. I'm about to exercise. Then one question splits it in two. How is it labeled? Down the left is the wrong path. Logged as non-adherence, enters retraining as error. The model downweights the correct behavior. And at the bottom, in black, expert drift. Down the right is the right path. Tagged with a reason code, even something as simple as exercising. Governance-informed retraining, the expert signal is preserved, and the model stays aligned. Same event, same person. One small piece of information, the reason, either travels with the override or it doesn't. That is the difference between a device that learns from you and one that learns against you. Below the fork is a box called My Own Override. This is not a thought experiment. That is my event, my data, traveling the left-hand road. I want to be careful about what I am and am not claiming. This is a conceptual framework analysis, not a clinical trial. I traced override events through adaptive retraining pipelines under the FDA's predetermined change control plan framework, treating them as information-bearing clinical interventions, not behavioral deviations. I also propose a term, residual governance effort, the human correction required to keep an adaptive system safe when clinical context sits outside the model's feature space. It is proposed, not measured, and the poster says so. The key finding is on the right. Without context-aware override labels, adaptive AI may learn against the expertise keeping patients safe. Which brings me to three asks. Developers, build structured reason coding for override events. Regulators, require override labeling schemas in PCCP submissions. Clinicians and patients, document a valid override as expertise, not as error. Thank you for listening. My email is on the poster, and I would welcome the conversation.